Developing countries in Africa are trying to tweak their tax systems to fund social services like schools and hospitals. But while local small businesses are being brought into the system, often big international companies are given a tax break. A report released this week by anti-poverty agency ActionAid found that one multinational brewer is avoiding over 23 million euros of taxes in Africa and India every year. That's enough money to educate a quarter of a million African children. Chris Jordan is the tax justice campaigner at ActionAid. He says that raising tax revenues is essential for developing countries.
Raising tax revenues is absolutely essential for all developing countries. Long term, it's the way that they're going to get themselves out of poverty sustainably and not need aid in the long term. And that's what groups like ActionAid really want to happen. So one of the big ways that they can do that is by bringing more people into their tax system, and big business in particular plays a huge role. They're increasingly investing in developing countries, and it's only fair that they should pay their dues where they're making profits.
Now, as we see in this report that was released Monday, obviously SAB Miller is not doing this. How are they avoiding taxes? Who is allowing this?
Well, we found that SAB Miller is dodging its taxes all over Africa and in India. And the way that they're doing this is by siphoning its profits out of the developing countries where it makes and sells its beer and into European tax havens. That allows it to lower its profits and get away with paying no corporation tax. In Ghana, there was a particularly stark example of this. We spoke to women who sell the company's beer in the market just outside their massive factory. And these women were paying more income tax than the giant brewing multinational just next door to them. And that just can't be right. They make profits of £2 billion every year, and they could easily afford to pay their taxes. And if they did, in Africa, they could put an extra quarter of a million children through school. That is absolutely massive. So it's quite clear that the company is winning and poor people are losing out. So they need to start paying their taxes, but also governments internationally need to close these giant loopholes, close down the tax havens, which allow this to happen in the first place.